In the universe, there are things that are known and things that are unknown. And in between, there are doors. William Blake.
Carrie Newcomer is a songwriter, recording artist, performer, educator, and activist. She has published 3 books of poetry and essays, in addition to 19 music recordings. In September 2021, she released an album with a companion book of poems titled Until Now. Carrie lives in the wooded hills of South Central Indiana with her husband and 2 shaggy rescue dogs. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Carrie, what poems have you brought for us?
Liminality. So much of what we know lives just below the surface. Half of a tree spreads out beneath our feet, living simultaneously in 2 worlds, each half informing and nurturing the whole. A tree is either and neither, but mostly both. I am drawn to liminal places, the half-tamed, unruly patch where the forest gives way and my little garden begins, where air, water, and light overlap, becoming mist on the morning pond. I like to sit on my porch steps, barn jacket and boots, in the long last exhale of the day, when bats and birds loop in and then out, one rising to work, one readying for sleep. And although the full moon calls the currents and the dark moon reminds me that my best language has always emerged out of silence, it is the waxing and the waning where I most often live, neither here nor there, but simply on the way. There are endings and beginnings, one emerging out of the other, but most days I travel in an ever-present and curious now, the betwixt and between, that is almost, but not quite, the beautiful, but not yet. I am learning to live with what is, more patient with the process, to love what is becoming and the questions that keep returning. I am learning to trust the horizon I walk toward is an orientation, not a destination, and that I will keep catching glimpses of something great and luminous from the corner of my eye. I'm learning to live where loss holds fast and where grief lets loose and unravels, where a new kind of knowing can pick up the thread, where I can slide palms with a paradox and nod at the dawn as the shadows pull back and spirit meets bone. Sing. Songs were never meant to be left to the professionals. Never mind the person who long ago shamed you or the church choir member who told you, just mouth the words. Don't worry if your I's are dotted or your T's are crossed or your pitches are perfectly placed. Trust me. If you spend today singing, if you start by humming in the shower, then whistling when picking out carrots, or singing as you wash dishes, or walk in the woods, or cross at the traffic light, you might just begin to feel your true heart open. You might surprise yourself by doing a little Gene Kelly two-step and slide as you sweep into the kitchen. You might turn up the car radio as you roll down the windows. You might remember an old flame, or catch the first notes of a new idea. And possibly, very possibly, you will get to the end of the day with nothing else to add beyond amen.
You've been listening to the poems of Carrie Newcomer on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.